Welcome back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as we continue to go around the horn with our very own at YSR, that is Andy Pondillo. And Andy, gosh, I cannot believe the month of April has just flown by. What are kind of your takeaways from this first month of the season?
I think there's a lot of parity in baseball. It's much like last season, see a lot of teams that are going to be involved in this race and teams that, you know, a lot of people didn't think we're going to be very good this year. You see the Orioles having some success. You see the White Sox having success. Teams like the Reds and the Brewers, while not great, they're hovering around that 500 marker. This will start to separate at some point. We'll find out the contenders from the pretenders by June. Right now, it's just going to be a hubble of just a lot of different teams trying to compete for, you know, a limited amount of spots. Not everybody gets into the dance when it comes to the MLB postseason. So, it's fun. A lot of good young talent. Manny Machado starting to find his way for the Orioles as an MVP-type player. We know about Carlos Correa here in Houston, Chris Bryant, the Anthony Rizzos, Bryce Harpers. We already talked about Mike Trout. There's so much young talent. You're starting to see a balance in this game once again. We're pitching, while it still has the upper hand, that upper hand might be getting smaller and smaller as the years go on.
Okay, so we're seeing more parity in Major League Baseball. Before we went to commercial break, we were also talking about the Cubs. What's your view of the Cubs? How much farther are they as a team?
They are the most complete team on paper in the National League. They already took out one of their players for the year in true Cubs fashion. I mean, you just knew it was too good to be true for the Cubs to have a completely healthy team for more than a couple days after Dexter Fowler and Kyle Schwarber ran into each other in the outfield. Schwarber now out for the season.
Wow.
That's a tough blow for them. This team's deep enough to where I think that they should overcome it. Is the Cubs curse for real? We've seen so many weird things happen with this team. I'm always just hesitant to say they're going to win a division where you have St. Louis Cardinals in that division. I predicted the Cubs to win it. Am I comfortable with that pick? Not at all, because this is a tough National League Central. As good as any of these teams are on paper, playing the National League Central is a whole other ballgame than playing in any other division right now. Whatever team wins this division, they truly deserve it, and they will be a World Series favorite, whoever comes out of it.
Okay, well, let's shift gears. Let's talk about our team, the Astros. They've been on the road. They packed their bags. They missed all this bad weather. What's your assessment of them so far in, what, week three?
It's nothing good right now. It's been an ugly start to the year. We thought this could happen, though. You see a lot of teams after they have that one big year where they come up out of nowhere where no one predicted them, now they have the book out on them. They have the scouting report on all these guys. They know what they're going to do. And, you know, you got a lot of young players that are going to have to make adjustments. Correa has never had to go from season to season to make adjustments to major league pitching. Springer, he got on base at a much higher clip last year. They're going to start to pitch him different. Altuve, he's just a hitting machine. I don't think there's any adjustment you can make to Altuve. He's the closest thing to Ichiro that we've seen since Ichiro. Rest of the lineup, you look at the lineup, you don't think that it should be as bad as it has been. They're not hitting with runners in scoring position. That's a sign of that's pressing a little bit. Defense at times has had lapses. Base running has had lapses. Starting rotation, they're not getting quality starts. It's really just a compound of everything right now. It's not doom and gloom. People in Houston want to panic right off the bat. It's not football. It's not the NBA. Give it till close to June. Close to June before you really know what these teams are. Though with the Astros, AJ Hinch, this team can't be happy with the way they've started so far. I imagine they will turn it around, but there are some significant adjustments these players are going to have to make.
Well, as you said, you like this team, but at the end of the year, but I'll tell you one thing, too, they can't afford to get too far behind.
No, you can never get too far behind. You can't, you know, if you're five games under, you're three games under, you're six games back, that stuff is manageable. In baseball, it's so long. We've seen teams blow a seven-game lead in a matter of a week and a half. It happens all the time. You don't want to be in that hole, but what you really don't want to be in is a team that starts off their year like five wins, 18 losses or something like that, because then you're so far behind, it feels like you're working 2.5 months just to get back to 500. So there is a bit of a checkpoint to where you don't want to get too far back, and the Astros, you know, the way they're going right now, they have to be careful of that because they do have a lot of road games coming. Road games seem to always be tough for this team. They're out on the West Coast. They're really playing a competitive schedule early on. They're getting tested, and they're not playing fundamental baseball. So it's just a compound of everything going against them. It would be nice, the way they have been playing, to run into some team, you know. It's hard to say who's even bad in the American League because it goes so up and down. But just run into some team that's struggling, maybe like the Twins, they need to run into someone like that just to try and get them back on the right footing.
Well, the Astros are, as you said, they're playing a very competitive schedule. But really what we're seeing is the byproduct of players that don't have that championship pedigree and they don't have that type of experience.
Yeah, and it's tough because you have to make adjustments every year. If you've played in this league for 10 years, you know that there's something new that's going to show up every season. There's going to be new shifts on you. There's going to be different ways the pitchers work you. There's going to be teams that put an emphasis on a certain way to go after these hitters. For instance, the Texas Rangers, all their left-handed pitchers are running cut fastballs, running fastballs in on every Astros player, running right in on their hands or hitting the players left and right. But when they're not hitting them, they're sawing off bats. That's just one of the adjustments you have to make. Do you have to open up the front side a little early? Do you have to foul these pitches off if you know you can't get to them? How are they going to attack the Astros? And so far, a lot of these young hitters have been bewildered at some of the things the pitchers have offered them. And it's not only just the batting average. It's not the power numbers. They've hit their home runs. Mm-hmm. They've hit for decent averages. It's hitting with runners in scoring position, and that's going to be the flaw. You know, really, that was something the Astros had some trouble with last season as well at times. Such a home run dependent team, a team that hits the home runs, they draw walks, and they strike out a lot. How to make contact with more pitches in the zone, how to take advantage of being ahead in the count and move the runners, playing team baseball. There is still some work to go for this team. It's not all centered in one position. It's not all just the pitching. It's not all the hitting. You know, but there's enough talent there to where you feel like it's going to turn around.
Okay, so let's shift gears. We're running out of time. Talk to me about the Orioles. What do you see? I mean, because their offense has been, pretty flashy.
Yeah, they've been really good so far compared to what any of us would have expected. Manny Machado is a rare talent they have over there, and I feel like he's gotten overshadowed by the Mike Trouts, by the Bryce Harpers, by even the Carlos Correas of the world lately. But Manny Machado, batting that lineup, has a legitimate MVP chance this season.
Really?
He's a guy that could hit you 35 home runs. It plays a gold glove caliber defense. It runs the bases well. He's going to hit a lot of doubles. And, you know, the most important part, as I said, if you bat in a lineup like that, it's funny because it is the most valuable player award. But it's based on statistics. How do you get good statistics batting in the middle of an order? You have to have people on base. How do you get on base a lot? You have people behind you that are threatening. How do you hit home runs? You have people behind you that are threatening, so you get more pitches to hit. The Orioles I don't trust because of their pitching, but I do trust that Adam Jones, Manny Machado, Chris Davis, Mark Trumbo, these guys are going to hit for power. Whether they all hit for average is to be debated. But this team is going to score some runs, especially with the long ball.
I only got about 30 seconds, and they're still, not a World Series contender in your mind, right?
No, definitely not the Orioles. I don't think they're winning that division this year, not at all.
Okay, quickly tell the listeners where they can go and check out your podcast.
That's Astro Chat on ESPN975.com. We have a new one every week.
Always a pleasure to have with us each and every week Andy Pondillo from YSR with our MLB news and notes. He breaks it down each and every week. Check him out.
All right, thank you.
Much more straight ahead right here at hour number 2 at YSR. You stay close.